Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time, Tracy Baer. She is the director of the Southeastern Career Center in Versailles. Good morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and I trust you are the same.
I am. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it's great to have you on the program, Tracy. And as far as the Career Center is concerned, what are some of the offerings that are available to students?
Sure. We have 15 next-level programs of study that we do offer. The pathways cover advanced manufacturing, agriculture, architecture and construction, AT or arts and AV tech and communications. We have some programs in health science. We also have hospitality, human services, information technology. We have law and public safety programs and also transportation programs, which would be our diesel and automotive. But we have 15 next-level programs of study. Within those next-level programs of study, students are coming out with certifications, college credits, and post-secondary opportunities for furthering their education or possibly working right into the workforce.
And that's the thing that I noticed that the Career Center offers, Tracy, is those alternatives for a lot of kids who may not feel like college is for them. And quite frankly, it's not, not a four-year school, not for a lot of these kids. But at the same time, they get out and they're able to learn a trade.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a great structured program with our capstone coordinator, Ms. Osman, and with our teachers within their capstone. Students are oriented at the beginning of the school year with the opportunities they have after their senior year. And so we have built a partnership of over 100 industry partners to kind of align with our programs and create those opportunities for kids. We have very good quality programs. Our kids are here 3 hours every day, either morning or afternoon. We start at 9 a.m. to 11 is our first session, and then our afternoon is from 12 to 2:25. So they get that one-on-one or in a group environment with each instructor within their trade. So that's very recommendable for the teacher and the students learning for those 3 hours each day.
And then you mentioned partnering, Tracy, and of course, you can't do what you do without the partner schools. And who are some of those around Southeastern Indiana?
Sure. So we serve 11 high schools, those are within six counties. We have Batesville, East Central, Jacksonville, Jennings County, Lawrenceburg, Milan, Rising Sun, South Dearborn, South Ripley, Southwestern, and Switzerland County. So those are the counties are Dearborn, Jefferson, Jennings, Ohio, and Ripley and Switzerland County.
All right. And then, of course, that's the key thing there, the fact that the Career Center is able to offer so many opportunities for the kids.
Absolutely. And we just opened one of our programs, a new program, veterinary science. We're looking at possibly aviation in 25-26 school year. So we do offer an array of opportunities here at the Career Center, and it also saves the student money. They can experience the trade while in high school. For example, cosmetology, you know, for $600, they can come here, get the same license, rather than paying $22,000 to $26,000 after graduating. So it's just a great opportunity for kids to experience trades of their interest.
And one thing that trade that I really get is near and dear to me because my dad worked as a paramedic in the Cincinnati Fire Department. The fact that you have fire service and emergency services available at the Career Center.
Yeah, so our law, public safety, corrections, and security pathways, we have two under that umbrella. And it is our criminal justice and fire and rescue. And it's so cool because our fire and rescue teacher is Mr. Sieverding, and he's our fire chief here in Versailles. So he has a tower less than a mile away from the school that the kids go practice their skill sets, as well as having a fire truck here on campus. And then our criminal justice, we have a teacher that is a retired DNR officer for over 30 years. We have the Ripley County Sheriff's Department come in our facility and train with the simulator. So a lot of collaboration, a lot of team partnering up. Even within our programs with the community. So fire and rescue is a good program, and they get suited up every day. They were just suited up and doing disaster relief just the other day, and it's just cool to see them in their attire.
Yeah, and you mentioned Chief Ben Sieverding with the Versailles Fire Rescue. Yeah, he's well known, I'd say, throughout the state as far as his instruction, his capabilities, and so forth. So, yeah, it sounds like you got a great partner there. And as far as You mentioned the kids are getting their skills and so forth. Anything as far as, for example, maybe, you know, have they ever put them to practice in, say, a mock disaster drill?
Yeah, so we're having a mock disaster coming up, coming up in May, and that's a collaboration between our health science program, the nurses, and our criminal justice program, and our fire and rescue. And so it's kind of cool because the community, the agencies in those fields come on our site and they do a mock disaster. I believe it's a drunk driver with a collides with a bus of young adults. And so the students get to basically fulfill their role that they're in. So the nurses take care of the people that are taken off of the bus or the minibus. The law enforcement students are working with law enforcers locally to kind of do the, you know, the reporting of the accident, get with the DUI driver and make him do his sorority, you know, all the testing that they do with those type of drivers. And then our fire and rescue, we have the local Versailles Fire Department coming in, and as well as Osgood and I think a few others. And they come in and bring their staffing, and the fire and rescue students get to perform their duty. And then they get, you know, they get advice from the adults that are currently in that trade. So it's just a really good collaboration. We did have the air medic come last year, and I believe they're doing that again this year. But it's a really good fun day. It's usually held the first week in May. It might be on May 2nd or May 3rd, I believe. I can't recall, but we do it once a year. It's during the day. We do a mock disaster in the morning for the morning students, and then again in the afternoon.
All right. So, again, that will be coming up in May. Again, that will be a mock disaster. And, again, that is all that that is. So put that on your calendar if you live or work around the area. So please make note of that. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Tracy Bear, the director at the Southeastern Career Center, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Tracy Bear. She is the director of the Southeastern Career Center. And in the previous segment, to close it out, Tracy, we mentioned the mock disaster coming up in the first week of May. What are some of the other events that are on tap for this year?
Sure. So some of the events that we've done this year, we have a great student and service coordinator, Ms. Sally. We have had a freshman's discovery day this year, which was brand new. We had 500 freshmen within our 11 high schools that came out for the day to spend about 20 to 30 minutes in each of our programs. We have a middle school summer camp that's coming up for incoming 6th to 8th graders. That will be the week of June 17th, and we're offering a camp within all of the trades that we offer here at the Career Center. So you can sign up. We are partnering up with Genesis Pathways on that. We have a project house that's going on with Mr. Truesdale, Mr. Alt, and our electrical program, Mr. Iceberg. Our students are building a house over in Osgood. We have partnered up with Osgood Beautification Committee, so that's in progress. But we have a ton of events that go on throughout the school year. We just had one in February with the Fearless Females. Female students were able to spend time throughout the day in non-traditional programs such as welding, automotive, construction programs. And so it's been a great success, and we have that every year. Something new next year we're going to add is Options Day and a career fair to just expose younger students to the Career Center and what offerings we have, because CT is so important. We provide quality programs, and we serve six counties. So our enrollment next year is at 945, so that's a good thing, and we're just growing by the month.
Yeah, I'd say that the word is definitely getting out, and it's the Career Center is not quite the well-kept secret, which is a good problem to have, that it was at one time. It just seems like, as you mentioned, Tracy, the fact that you have these offerings and the opportunities, and therefore the enrollment is growing.
Yes, it is. And we're very proud of that. And, you know, we thrive on and we've developed, you know, we're going to make it ensure that every senior student is met with a career coach. Again, I want to go back to that, the need for the workforce, just meeting one-on-one with each senior as they come through our doors and just making sure, you know, those secondary, post-secondary opportunities, what their options are. So we're doing that new next year. We're having mock interviews with our industry partners later this spring. And we're just doing some good things. I think the word is getting out. Social media helps. WRBI, you know, other media has helped getting the word out. So I feel like, you know, I can't use that frame anymore of, or the phrase of, we're the hidden gem in Versailles, because I do feel like, you know, our partners, our high schools and their counselors and WRBI, like I mentioned, and other media has really pushed out the things that we're doing, the positive things that we're doing. So I truly, truly appreciate all the partnerships.
And glad to be a part of that. And also, as we continue our conversation with Tracy Bear, the director of the Southeastern Career Center in Versailles. And another thing that they have going, Tracy, is the 8th F certification. And can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Sure. So the students, like I mentioned earlier, 15 next level programs of study, they do leave with or have the opportunity to take the certification. But there's a listing by the state. It's called the A through F industry certification. So our automotive program, students can take up to 9 ASE, the automotive certification. Building trades, electrical, can take the HBI carpentry and HBI wiring. Cosmetology, you mentioned earlier, they take the cosmetology license. Criminal justice, we just offered new last year jail officer certification. Our culinary arts students next week are actually taking their SurfSafe. Dental, we just added that last year. It's a limited radiology certification that is on the A2F industry certification. Digital design has the Adobe certified professional certification. Fire and rescue, the state comes in and Mr. Sieverding does a great job doing the firefighting 1 and 2 certification. Health science students, CNA, which is the certified nursing assistant, and then our welding students have the opportunity to take the AWS certification. Now, that's not to say there's other additional certifications we offer, because we do hunter education and criminal justice, CPR, first aid, safety training in all of our programs, hazmat awareness, health science focuses on dementia, first aid and home health aid, bloodborne pathogens. Veterinary science, again, a new program. Next year, students are going to be able to get a veterinary assistant certification. So these type of certifications just mentioned, those are not through the A through F industry certifications, but they are additional certifications the kids can leave with.
All right. So, and then shifting gears a little bit, Tracy, a little bit about you, how you got involved in this line of work and, you know, how long you've been at the Career Center.
Sure. So, I wanted to be in education for a very long time as a little girl, and so I decided to pursue that, and a position came out. I'm located in the Summit Dearborn School Corporation, and a position here came available for a business teacher. I applied, got the position, so I taught for 8 years as a business teacher, was a counselor and dean of students for about three years. Became principal, did that for about 4.5 years, and then this is my second year in the director's role. So I've been here, feel like almost 20 years, somewhere around there, but I love CTE. CTE is so important today's society. The workforce needs it. We need people with skill sets. So I'm just very proud to represent CTE and what it's all about.
And finally, Tracy Bear, how can folks get a hold of you or the Career Center in general?
Sure. So our website has a lot of good information. We do post on there as well as our Facebook and other social media platforms on things that's going on here. And it has our, you know, mailing address, our direct phone line. But our website is sccusa.org. Our main line is 812-689-5253. But you can get a hold of us either, you know, electronically by sending an email or a direct phone call.
All right. So, again, the phone number is 689-5253, and the website is sccusa.org. All right. Well, Tracy Bear, Executive Director of the Southeastern Career Center, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us. Stay well, and hopefully we can chat again in the future.
I would love that. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate you reaching out.